Sharks may be able to swim more serenely one day, thanks to a handy new digital technique developed by the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization and its partners. With more species of sharks being included on international endangered species lists, it's becoming more necessary to track which sharks are being caught. The new tool is called iSharkFin software. Oftentimes, shark fins are brought to land without the bodies, and this tool allows users to quickly identify various shark species by their fin. But to explain more about the tool is Monica Barone, an expert with FAO's Fisheries and Aquaculture Department in Rome. Ms. Barone, thank you for joining me.
And thank you for the interest in iSharkFin.
What was this tool designed for?
The software is for the identification of shark species from the fins, and the target users are the port inspector, so at the harbor, the custom agents, custom officers, and also fish traders. So they are people with or without a training, no scientists. And the ultimate goal is the identification of fins for protected species. This is becoming urgent because new species like 3 species of amarets were listed, and custom officers now need a tool to identify the fins, especially because the main product in trade is represented by fins.
Why is it that shark fins are being brought to shore without the body of the shark intact?
When you fish for shark, you are mainly interested in fins that represent the main value of the shark. Then to store on board more fins is obviously more practical to discard the carcass and retain on board only the fins. It means that you will have hundreds of fins on board at the end instead of 4 or 5 sharks' wool.
And to understand the market of shark fins a bit better, who are buying, selling, and using these fins?
The demand in the Asian market generally is the driving force for the exploitation of sharks and for the trade of shark products, fins and meat. For example, traditionally in China, the shark fins are a luxury item and the soup of a shark fin is equivalent to caviar. So the trade in fins is related to a cultural factor in the Asian countries.
How does the tool work exactly?
The tool is very simple to be used. The user only needs a photo of fin. So after taking a photo, a standard photo of fin, the user can upload the photo and then the software guides and give you the reply in terms of the species to which the fin belong.
How will this tool help protect the species?
Well, immediate benefit is the custom officer to discover that are protected and are in trade illegally. But in general, this tool can help to monitor the trade of shark fin at species level for every species, not only the species protected. And a better resolution of trade data can improve the understanding of the trends and the trade dynamics in the world and guide the management and conservation of shark species.
Is there a gap in data right now?
The trade in fins and shark products is quite complex, and the shark species are often grouped and not declared officially at species level.
Why do you think this is an important tool?
For me, this tool is very important to improve shark statistics in general in the world, and it's very useful for custom officers that cannot recognize the fins of sharks in trade, which will benefit the enforcement of species protected now.
Ms. Barone, thank you so much.
Thank you to you.